So our listener Jason, kind of in a pickle, needs to know what to do when his heart is pulling him in a different direction than his four-year relationship he's currently in.
Oof.
It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Out the gate, we did change his name. His real name's not Jason.
I was going to say, we already got some comments that said, well, if his name's Jason, I've always been told you're never trusting a Jason.
Okay, no, it's quotes. It's quotes. But he says, I'm 24. I've been living, or I've been with my girlfriend, who's also 24, for a little over 4 years.
Okay.
We do live together, and from the outside, it probably looks like we're solid.
Okay.
Here's the problem. I don't think I've ever actually been in love with her.
Okay.
We started dating when we worked together. She was really into me. I was younger, insecure, and thought this must be what I'm supposed to do.
Sure.
I care about her a lot, but lately I've realized I've been confusing loving someone with being in love with someone.
Okay, I guess that's mature to think.
The reason this all hit me is because I've spent more time around her older sister, who's 27. Now, before you yell at me.
Sure.
Nothing has happened between us, no cheating or anything, but whenever we're together, we laugh nonstop, we have everything in common, and somehow end up talking about how unhappy we both are in our own relationships.
Oh, wow.
She has a boyfriend, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, before you judge her too harshly, she's always tried to talk her sister, my girlfriend, up, which makes her even sweeter in my eyes.
Okay.
Now I can't stop thinking about her. And it's like I finally know what real chemistry feels like, and I hate myself for it. I already know I need to end things with my girlfriend because she deserves someone who's completely in it. And I know she can tell something's been off with me, and I feel guilty every single day. But here's where I need some group therapy.
Okay.
Do I just end the relationship and walk away forever? Or after enough time has passed, do I ever take the chance on telling her sister how I feel? Their family's incredible. And the last thing I want is to be the guy who blows it all up. If I say anything, I could destroy their relationship as sisters and become the villain forever. But if I never say anything, I might spend the rest of my life wondering what if.
Oh, gosh.
So am I thinking with my heart, or am I just being the world's biggest idiot? I'm ready for whatever advice you got, even if it's a reality check.
Buddy. I don't see this ending well.
I feel like you.
I mean, first of all, yes, end it with the sister. Like you gotta.
Right.
If
you know she's not your person,
if that's not your person, just do her a favor and just be like, hey, it's
set
not
her
you,
free
it's
to
me.
Find someone. Yes.
Right. That being said, I think you just gotta let that leave. Let that be the thing.
Yeah, I don't think that we then.
I don't think you pursue the sister.
Start knocking on sister's door, going, "Hey, I'm available now."
If later the sister comes to you and says, "Hey, do you want to hang out?" Maybe you say okay,
and you let the sister be the judge.
Yeah, I was going to say you let
your ex, soon to be ex girlfriend's going to handle that.
Right, and I feel like you don't do anything else other than just break up with. Your girlfriend.
That's your only move,
right?
At this point.
Let the rest of it, rest of the pieces fall into place where they may.
Right, and I feel like lots of time is going to have to pass before you ever even entertain that thought. Only if sis says sis is cool with it.
Yeah, my sister realized that.
You guys weren't right together.
And you
and
I.
And she didn't want to stand in the way.
And she thinks, she just wants my happiness. And
right.
She'd be happy to see you happy.
But only after probably a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't know how much time that would take. Or if even the sister in your eyes has those
the same
feelings about
correct.
You that you for her.
Yeah, she could have just been looking at you as like a good friend, a sounding board. Oh, you're going through the same thing.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
But by the way, my sister's great. That kind of thing.
But yeah, break up with your girlfriend. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
That is your only move.
All right.
And then you're going to have to go take some time. And maybe your feelings for the sister was just telling you that your relationship's not right for you.
All right.
That could have been just that.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take. Maybe you've got a story about something like this.
Plot twist. Maybe your girlfriend's feeling the same way.
There you go. Let us know. Send us a voice note, call, text 502-795-1997. That's what we do with group therapy here. So our listener Jason is in a spot here with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. He is dating someone he knows he should break up with, but he really kind of thinks he likes this woman's sister, who's a few years older than she is.
And we've all agreed here collectively, I think, that he breaks up with his girlfriend because he knows she's not the one. And we do not knock on sis's door. That's not what we do.
Let me jump to the comments on Facebook from Marlene. Tater tot. You already know the answer.
Yeah.
You're young and there's a good chance this is not your forever relationship.
True.
The next one may not be your forever relationship either.
Also true.
Don't blow up a family for an infatuation.
Yes.
Walk away like a man.
After a discussion with current girlfriend, yes. Find someone else out there who gives you what you now know you want. That's true, because I just kind of mentioned maybe the feelings you think you're having for the sister is really just telling you that your current relationship isn't your person. It could be just that.
Lisa texts in, after 4 years of dragging this poor girl along, you want us to give you tips on how to get with the sister? No, sir. You'll need to do this on your own.
Yes.
And have the time you deserve.
Okay. Alexi from LA says, yes, amazing take, guys. No notes. That's exactly what I would say. Unless a sister comes to him, just leave it where it is. I was the older sister that everyone liked. My sister's boyfriends would come to me all the time. Do not mess with sisters.
Okay, that's an interesting take.
Yeah.
Being the older sister.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is not necessarily a unique thing.
No, and I think there could be an element, because he said she's older.
Yeah.
That just, you know, again, it's probably just an infatuation. The
right.
older sister seems like she's giving you some attention. You're bonding over each not being happy in your relationships. Maybe don't misunderstand what that is.
Mm-hmm. Sophie rolls in on text and says, I left a very long-term relationship because I felt like we loved each other, but we weren't in love.
Right.
After I ended it, I really tried to get with someone else immediately after. I felt like I did this not because I wanted the other person, but because I was scared of being alone. So
right.
I really think that everybody should take a little time after leaving a long-term relationship
yes.
to self-reflect and get in the right headspace to be in a relationship again. So does he really think he has chemistry with the sister, or is he just scared of being alone?
And let's look at this. He's 24 now. They've been together for 4 years. So he was 20. When
yeah,
he got with
he already said
girlfriend.
He was young and...
You got a lot of growing
yeah,
still to do.
Different you're, spot in his life.
You're not... The person you are now is not going to be the person you are, you know, in your late 20s, 30s. You change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you already know she's not your person that you're going to walk through the rest of your life with, then set her free. We're not knocking on sis's door. We're taking some time for ourselves.
And, you know, maybe sis is like, pat, pat, pat. That's cute, you know.
Could be.
I mean,
either way,
right.
You need to be alone, figure out exactly what it is you're looking for. Because like he said, she was the one that kind of made the first move, and he thought, oh, yeah. All right, well,
all right.
Then I should probably do that.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So know what you're looking for and figure that out on your own.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Yes. Tough spot.
Yeah. Keep us posted
but
with
maybe
everything
this,
that happens.
This little infatuation was what you needed to show you, I need to leave this relationship because it's not, you know, my forever.
Sounds like that's the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the long run, your girlfriend is going to thank you because she deserves someone that's going to be 100% invested in her and knows she's their person.
That's right. All right. That's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.